Welcome back. Today we're diving into how to position yourself for power. What does that mean? It means, what is your inner state, the seat within which you're seeing the world? Inside your consciousness, you're sitting, the soul is in the body, and we have an awareness, an image of ourselves, and depending on where we are sitting, the seat of the soul, that affects how we feel, what we think, what we do, how other people respond to us, how the world responds to us, what we believe is possible, and pretty much everything else. So this is a very powerful shift in consciousness that we can make that changes everything. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello, Shireen.
Hello, Michael. Lovely to be here.
Well, it's wonderful to be here. This is your inspiration. Tell us about the seat of the soul.
The seat of power.
Seat of power.
So, you know, the seat here is, of course, a metaphorical seat, right? It's not a physical seat, or it's not even where the soul is seated. It is where your awareness is seated. So, for example, in the background, a lot of awareness is going on, right? Like, let's say I know I am here in Florida. In the background, I have that awareness, right? It's not front and center. And so there's a lot of background things we understand about spirituality that if we bring them front and center and become completely aware of them all the time, then we are positioning ourselves in that particular seat or that particular awareness or that particular stage, you know? And so, for example, right, let's say the President of the United States, he is always aware he's the President of the United States. Even when he's sleeping, maybe not, but when as soon as he wakes up, he knows he's the President of the United States. And so because he has that awareness, there's a certain amount of feeling of power that he feels, of influence, that he can affect lives, all of those things. There's a certain amount of things that come with positioning yourself in a certain way. And so that's the position I'm talking about. It's a spiritual positioning. You could say very similar to advertising positioning also.
So is what you're saying that everyone has an awareness of who they are in them, inside themselves. And depending on that, how does that affect someone's feelings or their life? Like how does that affect things?
Right. It does actually affect a lot of things. Let's say 100 years ago, if you were in India and you went around thinking, I'm an Indian female, that would have been very different from if you 100 years ago went around thinking, I'm an Indian male, right? It would have been very different. And you always were aware of your gender. But here, you're a spiritual being. And so if you're aware of certain spiritual things about you that are innate to you, that are actually yours, that you have forgotten, then it's going to influence you, it's going to give you power, it's going to give you so many things in life that you didn't think were possible within your reach. This is very important. So the last podcast we were talking about the game of life. And I feel this is one of the tools in how to win the game of life. You have to position yourself properly. Because in the game of life, we are assigned an avatar. Like I was assigned an avatar called Shireen, Indian female, American, whatever, right? I was assigned this avatar, and if I buy into that, then there's so many limitations that come with that. So instead of just buying into the assigned avatar you have, to one of the tools of to win in the game of life is to spiritually position yourself properly.
So your awareness of yourself is, it goes from being physical to something bigger, more spiritual.
Yes. most spiritual. And the one awareness I wanted everyone to start with, you can do other positioning, other positions, but the one awareness I wanted everyone to start with is I'm a soul and I'm powerful. Now, it's a spiritual power, right? It's not a physical power. I'm a soul and I'm powerful. And because every soul is powerful, we forget and the power disperses when I come into the consciousness of the avatar, when I can't come into the consciousness of the body and everything to do with it. But I actually am a powerful soul.
So how would someone make that shift? How does that happen practically?
You just have to really live in that awareness, right? I am a soul. First, acceptance, that you have to accept you're a spiritual being having a human experience. And I'm guessing whoever is listening to this, most of you would buy into that concept that you're actually spiritual beings having a human experience. But instead of it running in the background, you bring it front and center and really focus on that. It's not just, oh, yes, I'm a spiritual being and every once in a while I want peace or this or that. But you really bring it front and focus and say, no, I am a soul. And as a spiritual being, I have power. I am a powerful soul.
Can you talk about the difference between, because this is part of it, right? So one is thoughts and then the other is awareness. Right, so what's the difference between thinking about something and having the awareness of the thing? What's the difference?
So thoughts actually form the basis of awareness. Thoughts are the basis of everything in life, right? Like, let's say I think of this particular mic. It was a thought somewhere in someone's mind, and then it became a reality, right? Everything was a thought. So the basis of awareness is also thoughts, but awareness is something more in a higher caliber thought. That is, it is filled with visualization, it's filled with feelings, it's filled with acceptance, it's filled with conviction that yes, I am a soul in this case, right? Yes, I am a soul. So thoughts that are filled with all of these things, it's not just, oh, I have a thought, I'm a soul. But if my thought is filled with the visualization of being a being of light, the conviction, yes, I am a being of light, the acceptance, yes, I'm a being of light, the feeling, the experience, yes, I've experienced myself as a light, as light. So that is awareness.
So it's experience rather than just knowing about things intellectually.
Yes, but awareness leads to experience. So you can't say which comes first, experience or awareness, right? You keep having this awareness and then it leads to an experience. And again, that experience feeds your awareness. But you have to start somewhere.
So it starts with ignorance, then there's knowledge, then there's thoughts, then there's awareness, and then there's experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what happens. And the awareness, I want to share a little story where I kind of had this experience, but I thought of it in a different term, and this might help people understand it. So I remember one time I was living in Hawaii, and it was January. And January, typically in Hawaii, is nasty weather. It's rainy and windy and nasty, right? It's still warm, but it's colder and you have to wear jackets and stuff. So I remember going out to the beach one morning, and I was wanting to watch the sunrise, but it was cloudy and I couldn't see the sun. And I was sitting there, and there's all this wind and rain, and I just felt terrible. I just remember feeling awful for some reason. And I just thought, I just feel terrible. And I was sitting there, and I remember thinking to myself, I had a little conversation with God in my mind. And I said, look, I don't know why I'm feeling so bad. It's obviously not just the weather. What is it that I'm doing wrong here that's making me feel terrible? And I had this awareness that above me was like this image of myself, like an awareness of who I was at that moment. And in that image, I was this somewhat confused, disturbed person. That was the awareness that I had at the time. So like, it's like there's this character down here, this person, right, sitting on the beach, and then there's this little version of me above. And that little version was unhappy and disturbed. And then I saw this version of me up there become happy and joyful and in a high state of being, like a spiritual awakening version of myself, not just as a soul, but as a person and in the world. And as soon as that awareness of myself changed, I immediately felt joy. And my feelings totally changed. So when that image changed, my experience changed. And it was such a radical shift in my feelings that I actually jumped up and drove back home and wrote down what happened here, because this is like a magical thing I've just discovered. It turns out it's not a magical thing I just happened to discover. This has been around a long time. But I experienced it for the first time in a very profound way. So this is sort of what we're talking about, is that we have an awareness of who we are inside of our consciousness. You can imagine like a little mini version of you. At the time, I remember thinking I called it the inner self-image. What is my inner self-image? How am I seeing myself? Am I seeing myself as a spiritual being? Am I seeing myself as an unhappy person, or as a man, or as a... whatever, right? So if someone sees themselves as like a depressed, weak, disturbed person, that image is going to cause an experience. And then that's going to become manifest physically. And absolutely. Even how we see ourselves, other people respond to us in that way. So if someone doesn't like themselves and they think no one likes me and I'm no good and I'm not up to any good, even if they're not doing anything wrong, that awareness will probably make people act towards them in a similar way to how they're holding themselves. So this awareness changes how we feel, what we think, how people respond to us, and how our life goes, and what we think is possible. Like if I think my time is extremely, extremely valuable and I'm on a mission to get things done, that awareness will change what I spend my time on.
Absolutely.
Whereas if I think, oh, well, whatever, whatever, then I might just waste the day in random nonsense, because the awareness changes the behavior.
Right. So what I'm saying is not only about awareness, right, that you have to put yourself in that position. So, for example, think of self-image and think of a very high self-image as a particular awareness, right? Now, positioning yourself there is you're just seated. It's almost like you have, let's take the example of the President of the United States. So you have, run an election, and you have decided that you won this election, and you won the election of being a powerful soul, a very powerful spiritual being. And now you seat yourself in that position of being a very powerful spiritual being. And when you position yourself there, not only like a physical position gives you whatever, but also the spiritual position gives you the power, the strength, the influence, all of those things. It gives you all of those things. And so just like a physical position gives you, the spiritual position gives you power and strength and influence. But it's an inner thing. Your mind has to, the heart has to accept, the mind has to do this, and the intellect, your awareness and understanding has to do some of the work. But also what happens is after you position yourself, it's not just you've positioned yourself one time and it's done, right? So you went from thoughts to awareness to position, right? Now you have to learn to be consistent in that position. But I love the story you were sharing. So just like, let's say you there was a awareness of you being some confused person, but now you're a spiritual being, you're a happy being, right? How do you maintain that, right? You have to sit yourself there and you have to consistently do it. So just like in advertising, right? In advertising, let's say three companies sell very similar SUVs. Like Toyota sells the same SUV, Honda sells the same SUV, Subaru sells the same SUV, right? A mini compact SUV. And how do they distinguish between them? How do they distinguish in advertising between all the three, right? Each of them has a position. One is for, free spirits. One is for, people who want, don't have to think about it. One is for someone else. One is for, who wants luxury, whatever, right? Like the perception of the customer of that brand is based on how the advertisers decide to position that brand. The perception is very important. So like you are saying, the self-image is the perception. So your perception of how you're positioning yourself has to be consistent, and it has to stick to it. You have to stick to it because there's an emotional connection now, right? It's not just, randomly people buy, BMW or whatever, right? There's an emotional connection to it. And there's an emotional connection to the brand. There is a consistent, the identity, the value, the perception, everything is based on that. And so it's the same way here too. Once you set yourself on a spiritual position, I am a powerful soul, then that decides your emotional connection to it and how consistently you can do this.
So the positioning is the awareness over time.
Over time, absolutely.
Like
over
consistently, consistently maintaining the same message internally, like advertising to ourselves, in a way.
Right.
Because they can mess up the positioning of a business. Like if, BMW is supposed to be like a luxury brand, right, from Germany, and should be top quality in engineering, et cetera, right? If they brought out some cheap car and it was in like bright yellow or something, it wouldn't match their usual black brand, like black and like tin, they have a certain style. And they go on and on and on and on about this again and again and again and again and again. And it's like Nike does the same thing with its sports brands. Yeah, so that's what you're saying, to do it again and again and again, to hold the awareness and do it consistently, to stay in that vein, if you like, over and over and over again until it goes stronger.
Right. So let's say for a car brand, right, it's the external customer's perception. But for you, the soul, it's the internal perception of you, the soul, of how you're perceiving yourself. It's an internal perception. Mm-hmm. And for any car brand, it's the emotional connection of the customer with the brand. But here, it's your emotional connection with who you are, how you're feeling about yourself. And so what I've noticed is we constantly have positioned ourselves already, right? Knowingly or unknowingly, we position ourselves. But it could be in your case, right? You came into this awareness, I'm seeing myself as a confused person. Mm-hmm. That happened unknowingly. You didn't decide one day, get up and say, hey, I am going to think of myself as a confused person. It happened. right?
It wasn't branding company. It wasn't a conscious choice.
It wasn't a conscious choice. But what I'm saying is, let's make it a conscious choice, because it's already there. Your self-perception of you is already there inside your heart of who you think you are. It's already there. Replace it. Replace it with reality. Because the reality is that you are a powerful spiritual being. That is reality, not confused or not female or whatever, right? It's not that. Or, you know, recently I was talking to someone who really, really identified, I don't know if I'm going to get into trouble with this, but really, really, really identified themselves as African descent, right? Black. And so I was like, how is this helping you? Except disempowering. How is this helping you? You have to go beyond this. We have to go beyond. I have to go beyond being an Indian female. If I keep thinking I'm an Indian female, then centuries of baggage of Indian female will come and follow me around. And if I don't become aware of my positioning, then because the world, from the time I was born, I was told I'm a female and I'm Indian, that takes over. And so we have to stay above this, right? We have to stay ahead of it. It is happening already. Every one of us have positioned ourselves. Let's revisit the position and see ourselves as a powerful, powerful soul that is having a human experience. And when I think of myself as this powerful soul having a human experience, then so many things happen consistently, right? Consistently connect with this and do it. There's a certain kind of, like you experience, right? Joy that no amount of money can buy, no amount of physical things can buy. It's an internal contentment, internal knowing that takes over. And most of the limits, right? Most of the limits that happen in our lives for a majority of the people in the world. There are, of course, a lot of people in the world who don't have physical liberties and stuff. I'm not talking about that minority. I'm talking about the majority of the people who are listening to this podcast, right? Let's not get into the 20% that don't have, right? The 80% of the people listening to this podcast have all kinds of freedoms. But how is it that some people are achieving so much in their life and some people are not achieving as much in their lives? It's because of their positioning.
Yeah. If you see yourself as someone who is a spiritual being and capable and life is a game and success is guaranteed, and let's make it happen, then you're going to do things according to that positioning, that awareness. But if we think, oh, I'm no good, nothing works for me, oh, life is a disaster, I can't, I'm no good, it doesn't work, I always fail. If that's the inner awareness, then that's what's going to happen, isn't it?
Right. I want to double click on that. If my internal dialogue is nothing works for me, I can't, right? It's a result of the positioning. The dialogue itself is a result of a position, unconscious positioning that you have about yourself, right? Like, oh, woe is me, I'm a victim, like that. So you positioned yourself there, and then the dialogue starts after that. But the limitations that come from it, right, so disempowering. It is so disempowering, the disempowerment and the limitations that come with it. We, you know, nowadays, right, they're so popular, these superheroes with superhuman abilities, so popular movies. Actually, we can tap into a certain, not like I can fly and this and that, but they are certain abilities all of us have, and we can totally make that a superpower, right? Like a siddhi. I can have a siddhi. of a high position of being a powerful soul and see how you will go beyond your limitations. It's not that you don't have to work. It's not that, oh, suddenly everything will work out for you, but you will plow through life with inner awareness, inner confidence, without limits.
Yay. So, question to ask yourself is, what is your current awareness and position? What is it now? It's good to know what it currently is. And typically, it is based on our society and based on our upbringing. You know, whatever we picked up, we get a sense of who we are. And that's, so we're kind of product of our environment in that sense. So first of all, we need to know what is it. And then once we know what it is, we can consciously create a new awareness that is based on reality, eternal things, and then hold on to that again and again and again and again and again. Because that image, that awareness, starts to affect our thoughts and our feelings and everything else. It's almost like that is the master key, and it unlocks everything. So depending on what it is, it unlocks different doors for us. So what is the upgrade? You know, we talked about being an eternal spiritual being, right? That's a completely different awareness than thinking I'm this person sitting here with all these limitations, right? It's a completely different thing. Or a powerful soul, not just a soul, a powerful soul full of good vibrations, right? If that's my awareness, that's like a shining light that's coming forth. So we can decide what that is, right? This is why we have these podcasts and these meditations, because we can choose to change our awareness and we can choose to reposition ourselves as much as we like.
Absolutely. And it shouldn't be unconscious. Because if it's unconscious, it rules your life and you haven't chosen it. You know, you have been given, from the time you were born, you were given certain things. And then as you grow older, life happens and then you just acquired certain things, right? So it's unconscious. So it shouldn't be unconscious. It should be conscious. There's another very big advantage to having a very high spiritual position. And that advantage is being able to handle distractions or Maya. Because it's a big thing, right? Now I feel nowadays anyone who achieves anything has to go beyond distractions. And to be able to go beyond distractions, this is like getting to the root of something. You get to the root of it and you will see how distractions don't hold sway over you. Right, you can go past these distractions just by remembering your spiritual position of I'm a spiritual being and I have all the powers, all the spiritual powers. So these distractions that are taking over my life, or you could say any kind of Maya, right? It could be laziness, it could be arrogance, it could be procrastination, it could be laziness, or it could be laziness, or it could be procrastination.
So it's either laziness or procrastination. Right?
Yeah, it could be. It could be laziness, procrastination, laziness,
could be
procrastination.
All three of them.
See, they're all four of them, right? All four of them.
All the same thing together, yeah.
Yeah. So what happens is that when I am in my spiritual positioning, you know, there is a saying, right? Like that Maya is like a tiger or a dragon that's ready to eat you whenever. Or even like think of Maya as this little devil sitting on your shoulder and talking you out of things and talking you into spending, you know,
two hours
on shorts or something, right?
Hooray for YouTube. We're just going to watch random videos all day. Hooray.
Right, right. So you think of that, right? And you will realize that from that devil on your shoulder, it will become an ant. You can say, oof, and it'll be gone.
Yeah, if you see yourself as a powerful soul who's on a mission, then these things don't match up with that self-image, that awareness. So that's the power of it, is that when we change our perception of who we are, it naturally affects our actions automatically. So these are very deep things.
I know, it's a very deep thing. It's a very simple thing, right? I would urge all our listeners to listen to this podcast again and again, because it's a very simple thing and it's very profound. But most things that actually matter are actually very simple. They don't have to be complicated, right? No. But they work. It really does work. All we are saying is, instead of having these unconscious patterns of what you think of yourself, change it to, I'm a spiritual being and I have all of the spiritual powers, and see how, and keep it consistent, right? Consistent, consistent, consistent. Have an emotional connection with it. Be consistent. Keep meditating on it. Don't get off your seat. When you do that, then you realize how powerful this is.
So try it out. Change your self-awareness, awareness of yourself, and stay in that new awareness again and again and again, and see what happens as an experiment, as an experiment. And if you catch yourself in that lower consciousness, then be aware of what it is and change it. I think the easiest way to think about this is, like, you have this image of yourself, and that image is affecting everything. And when you know what it is, first of all, and then you upgrade it, and you consistently upgrade it, then your entire life feels different. What you do is different. What you think is different. And what's possible is different. So enjoy, enjoy. We have a blessing for us?
Yes. You want to pick a number?
12.
Charity.
Charity.
Love fills your heart because you see life's intrinsic beauty and the inherent goodness in all. Love fills your heart because you see life's intrinsic beauty and the inherent goodness in all. You are blessed with God's divine love that beams from within you, lighting up the lives of those around you.
See, that's a high-level awareness right there.
Yeah.
All right. Yay. So, thank you, Shireen, for your wonderful presence and
thank you, Michael.
Insights. Wishing everyone lots of love and success in your new self-awareness positioning. And talk to you soon.
I'm Shanti.